everyone said genetic, genetic, genetic. But how you know? You don't know what is on the past, like when he was child, when he was young. You don't know this part. You only see this person now. And how you can decide it's genetic or not genetic?
You gorillas, welcome to the Athletes Insider podcast by Gorilla Nation. My name is Phil, and today's guest is an impressive statics athlete from Ukraine. I'm super happy to welcome one of the fastest growing athletes in the calisthenics social media space right now. Welcome to the show, Andriy Strong.
Thank you for the invite. I'm also really happy to give an interview for you. And like a long time I follow you, I follow your account in Instagram. I know many athletes from Gor Nation, and I'm really happy to give an interview for you.
Wow, that's super cool. Also, maybe a funny side note, like or an impressive story. We wrote, like, I think it was 2 years ago on Instagram.
No, 1 year.
1 year even. And you said, yeah, I will be like, you will see in 1 year, I will have like a big account. I will have like a lot of followers. And I have to say in this moment, I didn't believe, like, how many followers did you have 1 year ago?
1,000.
Imagine like
one year and 2 months.
Wow. And I thought, yeah, like, because a lot of people write to us, like they have 200 followers, 300 followers, and they say, yeah, I will become world champion one day. You should sponsor me right now. And it's hard to say, like, and most of the people, they don't make it, but you made it. Big respect for that. Chapeau. You worked hard, and maybe that's something that we can start with. Like, what was this year? Like, why did you write this? Why did you know 1 year ago?
Just because, look, I did calisthenics already 10 years I spent for calisthenics. From 2012, I started. And 2013, 2014, I was in top athletes in calisthenics, like top 5 to top 10 athletes. And just like in Ukraine, everyone know me, about me, who I am. And in 2015, I went work in circus in France. Mm-hmm. And just in this moment, everyone forgot about me. And I just didn't post nothing in Instagram, nothing in Facebook, nothing in contact you. It's Russian social media. And just everyone forgot about me. And in 2019, I back to Ukraine. And I start to do workout again. And I just waiting for work. It was before coronavirus. Mm-hmm. No. And I just waiting to back to contract. And it was like for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, no work. And I just thought, okay, I have to start YouTube channel, Instagram channel, and I just start to record and post it. And already in this moment, I was on high level of static for the planche, front lever, human flag, handstand. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, if I start to post it, people would like this. And I just start to post it. Yes, for sure. Like first few months, like nobody care about me. No group in Instagram, because I tag always like calisthenics athletes, Gor Nation, impossible moves, every group of calisthenics, and nobody care about me. But after in one moment, just impossible moves posted me, and after everybody start to posted me, my videos got really much view, like start to 10k, 20k, 30k, and it start to grow up. And I always try to create something extraordinary. Mm-hmm. Not like, okay, basic, you know, like planche push-up or planche variation. Try to create something new. Try to create something in new way. And people really like this, and they start to follow me. They start to follow my account, my tutorials, my videos, and like that. Wow. And this year was really hard for me. Like in the morning, I wake up and spend all day for the Instagram, TikTok, and create video. 1 year nonstop videos.
Wow. That's a super.
Really hard.
Yeah,
Now I can rest a little bit.
Yeah, you said you're now on vacation a little, and you travel. That's super cool. You deserve that, I guess.
Like also, you know, this year I banned for the my content for TikTok, for Instagram, and I feel it like I stopped to progress in Ukraine, like it's on the top. And I guess to change my location and change my country and just came here in Indonesia, because I know here it's a beautiful place, beautiful mountain, beautiful, you know, location for create video, to create something crazy.
Wow. So your main job you nowadays is a content creator. When you present yourself to somebody, you would say, hi, I'm Andre, I'm a content creator, or how do you present
for
yourself?
For this moment, it's online coach.
Okay.
Yeah, but I would like in one day will be only content creator.
Yeah.
Online coaching only with application or with some course, but not like one by one. Because for this moment, I have online session and workout program with feedback.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, let's go back a few years. You said you did calisthenics and then you went to the circus. Maybe you can start telling us, how did you get in touch with the sport? How did you discover calisthenics and how did you start?
Okay, I started in 2012 in spring. I think it was April, yes. Before I did boxing, but in the boxing, I feel like I want to gain muscle, and in the boxing, like, was impossible to gain muscle. I only lose. I go to the gym and I spend 3 months in gym. Just I do like, okay, like bench press, you know, press overhead, biceps curl, row pull, you know, like different. And I just gain a little bit muscle and power. And in spring, it's already good weather outside. And with the friends, we just went out, you know, they called me to, okay, let's go to sport park. You know, it's now like workout new way, you know, workout community. And we can start, and we just go out, and there already was one person who did calisthenics for like 2 years, and he already did crazy move, like front lever, drum flag, one arm drum flag, human flag, pull up, you know, different, already in top level. And just in case, I just see how he did front lever, and I tried to do front lever, and I did like, but not straight. And I did front lever, really, like in first days, I did front lever, not straight. And front lever was really easy for me. And already in this time, I did 25 pull-ups.
Wow.
It was like 50, 60 dips and around 80 push-up.
Wow.
Yeah, when I started. Yeah, because like from my child, I always do physical work because I born in village, small village, and always have to homework, you know, something do. And I had a horizontal bar on yard, and I always just try to do pull up, because when I was 10 years old, I already did like 8-10 pull up.
Wow.
Yeah. And also I had two older brother, you know, and I see like they do, I also try to do. And after when I did front lever and I started to do calisthenics, I just tried to do like back lever, front lever, muscle up, different muscle up, dragon flag, human flag, handstand. I tried to do and I was full and I didn't, you know, and I just stopped to try. And it's, you will shock, wait, one moment. And I didn't try anymore. And this person who already did calisthenics, he announced like, okay, we would like to make competition in, it was 9 June, I think. Yes, it was 9 June. And I said, oh, I would like to try competition. And I already did 1 month street workout. And okay, what I have to do? And other person tell me like, okay, it's have like a planche, different tricks, you know, back lever, it's have a fingers, front levers. Okay, show me please, because I didn't have internet. What is the planche and other things? And I see what is the planche. And I try to do. And I just learn. And nothing like pre-exercise, no two planche, nothing, pseudo push-up, just try. And in 3 weeks, I did straddle planche.
Wow.
Yes, and I won this competition because I did like straddle planche, front lever, different types, back lever, slowly like horizontal, holding like underbar and slowly to back lever. Mm-hmm. One arm back lever, not really straight, human flag, dragon flag, you know, different this type. And I won this competition. I say, okay, I have to do calisthenics.
Yeah.
And what is, I say, like, I didn't try any more handstand. I able to do full planche, but I didn't handstand.
Wow.
Yeah, and actually I just try, okay, I have to learn handstand. And I just tried to from straddle planche press to handstand, and like this I learned handstand.
So this was all in 2012, or in which year? Yes. Was this?
2012.
So super quick progression, super quick progress.
Yes, super quick progression, and already look, this was in 2 months I won my first competition. Two and a half months I won my first competition. In 3 months was Ukrainian workout tour, and I was go to other city to try to take part of competitions, and I got place 4. Mm-hmm. I lose, and I said to organizer, okay, I will back in months. We'll see what happened. And after in my region, in other region, have again competition. It was in end of July. In end of July, and I go to take a part, and you know what was problem? Like they say, okay, have important things to take part of competition. You have to do one arm pull up, and mm-hmm. it was my weak part. You know, and they say, okay, I think I will not take part, but I tried to do pull up, and it was like this. You know, not full, just for this part. Mm-hmm. And they say, okay, you can try. And I did straddle planche on the bar, front lever on the middle fingers, on these fingers, one arm back lever. I already did 3 straddle push-up on the P-bar. Yes, and I did human flag pull-up and other different things. And I take second place. What is point? Look, it's possible. It was possible to take first place, but they say like you didn't one arm pull up. We cannot give you to first place because like it will be not good for the other guy. I say okay, no problem. And after I will take again competition and I won.
Wow. What do you think was the reason why you progressed so fast? Was it the reason that you always worked physically as a child? Is it your good yes. genetics? What is it like?
I think it's a point with always physical work from the child. Like I always did physical work. I don't know how to explain in English this, but like in the village, you always have a work, mm-hmm. you know? And also, I had to work with my brothers to like hard work with my brothers also. And on some place, I don't know how to explain this work. Like you have to take some weight and you have to put another part, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And always try to do pull up, push up. And also when I was child, my grandfather, when I live with my grandfather, he always wake up me at 6 o'clock and we did push-up, squat, crunches, you know, and I always do physical work at that point. And when I start to do calisthenics, I already did 25 pull-up, like I told you, and it's good basic to start, just good basic to progression fast. Because now I know so many person didn't make a basic. They start directly just try. And it's hard progression, long way.
So you would recommend to everyone starting with basics and first mastering the basics like pull-ups, push-ups?
Yes. Start with the basic to grow the power, to feel a power in your body, you know, and after start to do calisthenic movements. Even like if you able to do 15, 20 pull-up, it's good. But 15 like clean, not with the swing, not CrossFit pull-up, you know, clean pull-up, 15. And also like push-up, it's have to be minimum 50, 60 push-up clean.
And only then, if you are able to do these basics, you would start with then start with tuck planche and like tuck yes. front lever, all these. Yes.
Like I recommend for my client, start with the start to learn to planche when you're able to do 15 pull up, mm-hmm. 40 dips, and 50, 60 push up.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. And you know, you can't work with pre exercise because if you don't have the basic, it's difficult to work. You cannot to do in the right technique. You will do it in wrong technique and it's lower progression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you have any injuries along the way? Like in your workout career, did you have any severe, like, I don't know, some injuries?
Serious? Nothing, really. Nothing in 10 years. Nothing serious injury. Just this year was bad for me. Not injury like in calisthenics, but I had appendicitis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, surgery just in October. Yes, and but nothing serious. Yes, sometimes it's shoulder pain, elbows, wrist, but it's like a few days and it's done.
Okay.
And one moment, when I work in circus, I jump from the bar and my, how to say this part, ankle, not ankle.
Knee.
This part.
Yeah, ankle, yeah.
Yes, it's twisted and I didn't walk like 2 weeks, but I did calisthenics.
Okay, that's the good thing. You don't need the ankle for calisthenics.
I don't need the legs for the calisthenics.
Yeah, super interesting. I would like to hear more about your circus life. Like how was it like to work in the circus? Like how did your day look like? Did you improve as a calisthenics athlete or was it more maintenance?
Yeah, when I went to the circus, it was 2015. I went with calisthenics team from Kharkiv. We was four boys from Kharkiv. The French circus invited us to work in circus calisthenics performance.
Mm-hmm.
And we did calisthenics performance in circus. It's first year, it was easy because we came to circus when they already worked. And, you know, it was like second month of work and we just came and we did only calisthenics performance. And it was easy, but first 3-4 months, in first 3-4 months, I lost 5-6 kilos.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know, I did work out, but changed my meal plan because it was first contract and I just saved a money. I didn't spend the money for the food. They give food for us like 3 times per day, but I did before 5 times per day. And mm-hmm. it's like almost half less. And I lost 5 kilos. It was, you know, I came to the circus with a really good body. And in 3-4 months, I went to vacation. And like everyone, oh, what the fuck? Like, what happened? Why you lost? I say, really? Because I didn't see this. Mm-hmm. And they see this. And, but after I say, okay, I have to gain again. And I start to eat. I start to spend more money, like extra 300 euro per month. Mm-hmm. And again, in three months, again, in my body weight, like normal, 73 kilo.
Okay.
Yes. And first year we done with the circus. It was like 1-3 shows per day in the week. One show in weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 3 shows. And every 1 week, every 2 week, we change the city. This mm-hmm. was the most habits, you know, for the life, because when you change the city, you wake up early at 4 a.m. You go, travel to other cities, it can be like 100 kilometers, and it can be also 600 kilometers, you know, and it's difficult. You cannot eat good, you cannot drink good, because you travel on the track, you know, with the drivers, and they cannot stop. Even if you want in restroom, they cannot stop because they go like one by one. And if they stop it, they can lose the, how to say, where they have to go. Because, and, oh, if you drink after you want to go to restroom and you cannot stay, and after you just don't eat, not drink, nothing. And it can be like a few hours. And this moment was push my progression down. In this point, it really was push my progression down. And I was almost in same level all year, in same level, but only lose muscle. And in 1 year I worked it, it's 2015, and to 2016 I back to Ukraine, finish contract with the team. We don't sign again, but after they proposed me to back only for me to work in circus for one really amazing performance. I didn't know this performance. They proposed me. I say, okay, I would like to work, but I didn't know what is. It's 12 meters pole. It's called a swing pole, 12 meters. And you climb up to the top and you do the planche, handstand, human flag, and you have to swing without security, nothing.
What?
And yes, and I signed contract. I said, okay, I would like. And I go to repetition. And first time when I saw this, I just like, really, Andrei? No. But I did repetition. Yes, first week it was scary, really. I afraid. But after it was easy. I enjoyed this work. I enjoyed this performance. And but in 2017, it's there invite me to repetition in 2016, end of 2016. And 2017, I have to work this performance. But in repetition, in general repetition, they decided to take out this performance from the show. But it's really good. I did two performances. And also one performance, it was on human flag. Trio human flag was performance three and half minutes on the human flags variation, different variation, 3.5 minutes. I had some picture and videos on Instagram. If you want, you can check after. And 2017, I did human flag performance. And 2018, I did this swing pool performance. They changed to just push to next year, this performance. And yeah, like 2 years more work. And with the friends, I stop. I just tell some how it was in 2017. It was really hard, really. Like maybe other one can see, think it's easy, but not. Because you work almost all show, because you work your performance and you have to go in other performance, just like intro and final. Between show have to be some reprise, you know, like for 20, 30 seconds, and you have to change costume always. Your clothes. I had like 5, 6 costume clothes. And it was really like 2 hours you spent. You cannot just work your performance and go home like in 2015, because we did like performance and we go home. But here was really hard. Really, really hard. All it was hard in Saturday, like 3 show, and you cannot go. You always stay in circus for 3 show. Saturday you stay for 3 show. And also in this year, I did some demontage, help to son of boss director. We put all stuff on the track, you know, all this. And also in demontage, I spent like 5, 6 hours.
Wow.
Extra. And I went sleep to like 1 a.m., 2 a.m., and wake up 4, 5 a.m. Like 2, 3 hours sleep and talk to you, travel to next city, and again you help to take out all stuff, put on the place, and it was really hard. And this also pushed my progression down. And in circus, it was difficult to progress. Anyway, I did show, and after the show, I stay in the circus and I did workout. And I finished my workout like at 1, 2 a.m. really, because always it's like a night show, and this finished like at 11 p.m. And after show, I did my workout. And in the morning too, I did 2 workouts per day and also my job.
Wow.
Yeah, I tried to progress, but it was really hard. It's always like you progress and after it's pushed down. You progress after it's pushed down. But I tried. I tried. And just, improve myself, line, skills, everything to have... I can do it, because when I went to circus, my planche was not clean like now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was feet point, it was not straight. Hips, it was a little bit up. You know, it was not really straight. But I improved to make perfect line, everything perfect.
Wow. So coming out of the circus, like finishing the contract and coming back to Ukraine, like how did you, like you came back to the level, like to your old level?
When I back to Ukraine in 2018, end of 2018, and in 2019 I start to work out again. Mm-hmm. And waiting for the new contract. And I've been in Ukraine like 5 months, and I always tried to progress. I did a dips with extra weight. I did a new variation of planche and progress my go up. Again, it's go up for the new level. And after I go to new contract in Chile, work in Chile, with not calisthenics, with Russian swing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what is, no?
Yeah. Yeah, like a bar with on strings, and it's flying through the arena. Yes. Is it that?
Yeah, but it's like was double. I was a down man, you know, who push. Mm. I didn't backflip. I push, and also my progress go down, because in the first months when we did repetition, it was really good. I all only repetition and my workout. My progress was go up. Gain muscle more, and after 1 month every day show, and 3 shows every day 3 shows 1 month, and my progress go down. Okay, after I back to Ukraine, and just in 2 weeks I go to new contract in cruise ship. It's not big cruise ship, it was on the Sweden and Finland, from Sweden to Finland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first month it was progressed on the same level, but there I have really much time to work out. It was only 2 shows in evening, and I did 2 shows. Swing pool performance on ship. Sometimes it was really crazy, because when it's big, wave.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, when it's big wave, it's push your ship and your pull just like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I did all performance, never skip, never cancel. Other performance cancel, but my performance never. Yeah, I would like to have to say, challenge myself, really. Yeah. Like I can do or not. And I did. And I push my level on next, you know, my progression on next level. Really, in this 2 months, I push really much. And after just coronavirus happened, and I back to Ukraine. And I continue to work out. And I train new performance. It was aerial straps and human flag act. Yeah, only a solo. But in 6 months, I say, okay, I think... normal life will not back. Mm-hmm. Like it's coronavirus, and I don't want to work again in the circus. Okay, let's start my coaching career and calisthenics. Let's back to calisthenics and start to create videos for Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Why I decided to be also online coach? Because when I In 2013, I came to Kharkiv from my small village to big city, Kharkiv. It's one of biggest city in Ukraine, to study in academy physical culture for the coach. Yeah. And like, I know all about muscle anatomy, all of this. And I studied for big coach. And in 2014, I already work in some gym for calisthenics, you know, and I already trained some people, but it was not a big experience, just a few months. And I decided to be again coach, but like first 5-6 months, zero client.
Wow.
Yeah, because like nobody know you. Who will come to you, you know? And but after when everyone in Ukraine, in my city, start to know me, yeah, I had some client, and slowly, slowly, step by step, now I'm here in this level.
Super nice.
Yeah, and now I have client from all world.
Wow, super, super interesting story. Like, big, big respect. Like, also, of course, your calisthenics progression in the beginning. That's super impressive. How quick you progressed with like, I think Ukrainian people, they have a lot of they work a lot of physically. Like, they work physically. They have the parks. Yes. Like, physical culture is much more advanced than it is in other countries.
Yeah, it's true. Here we have really much, almost in every yard. Like on the region, you know, of the city, we have really much sport park. It's from small to big one.
Yeah.
And yeah, like you can see, like in Ukraine, we have really much calisthenics athletes in good level.
Yeah, true. That's something that's really impressive. And it is like, if you are already used to the movements as a child, and if you do that, if you do move yourself a lot of times as a child, it helps a lot, I think, in the later.
That's true. If you work physical, because also in Ukraine, like our family don't get really good money, you know, from the work, and we start to work already like from 13, 14 years old. I start to work from 11 years old, because when I was 10 years old, my parents separate. And we don't have even money for good food, you know. And I try to work, and it was physical work.
Super impressive. Also the story with your with the circus, etc. So yeah, coming to today. First of all, people always ask that, how old are you right now?
26.
26. Wow. And, how heavy and how tall are you?
166.
166, but you're quite heavy. You said 70 kg, something.
74.
Wow. That's quite heavy.
Normal weight, my 74. But this year, last few months, it's always like this, because first it's coronavirus. After coronavirus, I start to recovery. I recover my weight. After appendicitis, in appendicitis, I lose 269 kilos. And after again to recovery. Yeah, it's like that.
And right now, are you the strongest version of yourself, or have you been stronger in the past at one moment?
Yes, I was strongest in different type, you know, not in like in planche. Now I'm stronger, like strongest of my variation in basic exercise in August, because I train outside. Yes, I did like plus 48 kilo with my girlfriend. I did like 9 pull-up. Yes, and I did 115 dips, plus 115 kilo dips.
Wow.
Yeah, it was, but for the planche, it's the best version now. For handstand also, front lever was also in August the best, but front lever for me, it's easy to back in the level. Really, I can don't train pull front lever, but I can do like 1 week and I can do easy again. I do front lever pull up in touch 10 times, and I didn't train much, and hold 35 seconds.
Are you more a pull or a push person, like genetically or like focus? What are you stronger in?
I prefer push,
mm-hmm.
but I think my genetic in beginning, it was for pull,
mm-hmm.
but now it's changing for pull, push.
So not even your really, genetics.
I don't like much pull.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer push. Like it's also, you know, genetic, it's different, really. Your genetic, it can be for push, and you can change for the pull. Your genetic can be for pull, and you can change for the push. It's the same, like your genetic can be for fast running, but after you change for this marathon, you know, your body will adapt. Of course, if you will know your genetic is for pull, and you will only for pull, it will be better for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And we never know, like, what is our genetic. Like, everyone said genetic. But how you know? You don't know what is on the past, like when he was child, when he was young. You don't know this part. You only see who this person now and how you can decide it's genetic or not genetic. And even I cannot decide, like, it's what genetic or it's just because I born in small village.
Mm-hmm.
Because like my brothers, they was older, but they don't have example, like they can see and they can do it. And when they tried to do pull up, it was much harder for them. Yes, and was harder to progress. But like I see always this, and I start to work physical work from a child, and it's for me was easier. I like if it's genetic, my brothers have to be also like champion, you know, like also have to do easy, but
yeah.
For them harder because they start to do all of this when they was older than me.
Mm-hmm. I understand. You said that you also did weighted dips and weighted pull-ups. Do you think the weighted workout has a direct transition to planche and front lever? Does it help directly?
It can help for sure. It can help. But like in my way, I don't spend a lot of time, but I can do it. And I like this. Like last time I did on the summer, like with extra weight. Before also, before in spring, I didn't. February, January, I didn't, but in 2020, like December, October, I did with extra weight. Sometimes I did, sometimes no, but it's help. It can help. If you can do dips with really high extra weight, like 100 kilo, 110 kilo, 115 kilo, it can help for planche push-up, of course.
Cool. Switching to today. I'm super interested in how your workout looks like today. We also received a lot of questions from the community about your 300 handstand push-up challenge, but I think like this is an exceptional challenge. So let's talk first about your normal workout. Like how does your workout look like for the week?
Okay. So it's last 3 months, it's changing a lot. I can say before all my surgery, all my sick, you know, I did 2 times per day workout, in the morning and in the evening. In the morning, it was like basic and I learned something new, like if I want to learn some new variation of planche, I did in the morning. And if I want to improve like a Maltese, planche push-up, I did in the morning. In the evening, it was more with the basic and I go to sport park and I did workout in sport park with the friends, you know, and it was like also you do like planche push-up, different variation, combination, all of this, front lever, different variation, the combination like that. And about basic, I don't spend for this moment, I don't spend really much time for the basic. My basic now is like, not now, I mean, before 3 months ago,
mm-hmm.
like front lever pull-up, it was basic. Human flag, it was basic. Handstand push-up, it was basic. Straddle planche push-up, it was basic. This exercise, it started to be basic for me. I didn't normal like push-up or pull-up. I did also like muscle-up or with the extrovert, I mean, with a girlfriend. Yeah, 2 times per day. And even it was only workout 2 times per day. And also during the day, I create video. And my videos, it's also about workout. And when I create video, I can do like, I don't know, 20, 30, 50 double, you know, times. Because like I did some planche or some exercise, I can see, oh, okay, here it's not straight line. I had to do again. Mm-hmm. And also like I spent 1-2 hours for this, and it's also good workout. And it's point for everyone who want to make cleaner, record every set. Record every set and after watch, and you can see what is problem in which part you are weak and what you have to change. Just now, when I got COVID, after COVID, I did only one workout per day and six times per week. It was not same hard workout like before COVID, because it was hard to recover. Also was hard for the heart. My heart was paining. Really, like COVID was not in hard form. No, I was like soft, but it was hard for heart. It's pain and for the brain, for the head, for legs. And they did easy workout 1 time per day. It was only like basic exercise and not hard variation of planche of handstand. After it's happened, it's it happened when I almost recovered. And after appendicitis, 1 month, even no push up, nothing. 1 month, I didn't no exercise. Nothing. And when I back, I start to work slowly, also 1 time per day, and start to recovery. And my level, I'm always recovered. Like in 1 month, it was almost recovered. And also start to do hard workout. And my workout, it looks like I do some different combination in the planche, in the handstand, if it's at home. And also I can do workout with resistant bands for the biceps or for the shoulders, or if it's for the Maltese, I can do for the biceps, you know, also some different exercise. And I spend like 1.5-2 hours, like 90 minutes to 120 minutes. And when I did this challenge, about 300 handstand push-ups and one arm planche. I did this work, this challenge in the evening, and in the morning I did also some workout, but it was not hard workout. It was only like 60 minutes workout. Why I try to do this challenge? Just to challenge myself, because I know like no one did this before, 300 handstand push-ups. And first 3 days was really hard. I don't know, but it was really hard. In second day, my head was pain all day from the morning until again challenge. But I did. I decided to do it. I did the next day, my head again pain. It was head pressure. And it was like 3-4 days. And after was easy. Really was easy. I did handstand, and like people can see, I start to do faster, and more reps. I start with 30 sets of 10 reps, and I did in 1 hour. And already on 20th day, I did 19 sets of 16 reps for 30 minutes.
Wow.
Yes, and what is in day 18th, I did 600 handstand push-ups. Yeah, because I was on the train to way to my family home, and I skipped 1 day, and the next day I did 600, and I did in 1 hour, 20 minutes.
Wow.
And I did 40 sets of 15 reps. Yeah, it was really hard. It was my shoulders was almost dead. It was burning like crazy, but I did. But in day 22, I had to stop. Why? If I don't have this travel to vacation, if I don't have this, I will not stop. I will continue. But my body was really tired and I got sick a little bit. Like it's in first day, I thought it's coronavirus and I did a test, but it's not. In second day, I did again. It's not coronavirus. And I decided I have to stop because if I will continue, my body will go down, you know, I will get more sick and I cannot to travel. It will be hard way for me. And maybe on the old abroad, you know, when it's passport control and when it's PCR test, when it's check your temperature, you know. And I thought like, if I will sick, they will not, how to say, enter, you know. Mm-hmm. I will not able to enter even on the airplane. And I just decided I have to stop for this moment. But I will redo it, restart my challenge, and I will do it again. It will be, I will start if tomorrow I will got negative test again. And after tomorrow, I will go to the Bali. I will start do it challenge again on the Bali. Yeah. Wow. But it's possible. It's possible. You can do it and you can get stronger in these days. Like everyone, so many athletes write me, you will hurt yourself. You will get injure your shoulders. It will be too much pressure in your head, but it was only first days. After I can do, like, you know, it was not problem for me, really. And I try to make progression.
And aren't you afraid of overtraining in general? Because you train a lot of, like, even two times per day is a hard pressure for the body, you know?
Yeah, it's hard, but my body is ready for this because I did two workout per day, like from 2016.
So you would say if your body is used to the pressure and to a lot of workout?
I think it's individual.
Okay.
But sometimes someone can do. I know, but someone can do it for sure. Because I did my harder workout was two workout per day. In the morning, I did aerial straps 2 hours. And in the evening, I did calisthenics 2 hours. In aerial straps, I spent like all my power. I give like really, I push full my power and I progression. And in the evening, I push also full my power and I progression. It's also individual. If you can recover, you can do it. But if you cannot, and you feel like your progression is go down, no, it's too much.
Yeah, and everybody has to know for himself. So everybody,
you have to hear yourself. You have to listen yourself. You have to listen your muscle. You have to listen your brain. Because for someone it's work, for someone it doesn't work. Even when I work with my clients, it cannot be one workout for everyone, like many athletes sell, you know, one workout for everyone, but it doesn't work. Everyone, it's individual. For someone, it can be this easier. For someone, it's easier.
True. Yeah, and that's like also important when you say like that you worked out like after COVID. Like these are all things that everybody has to feel for himself, and this is also not medical advice from you that everybody should start working out after COVID. Like it is individual, and everybody should listen and is responsible for their own body.
And it's got to be slowly, step by step after COVID, because before COVID it's like a water, you know, it's more liquid. And after COVID, it's slower and it's more like gelé already, but it's not exactly like this, but I think you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And it's dangerous to have heart broke, you know, when you have a thromb.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I feel, because I had a COVID and I did workout. And after, my heart just pain really much. And that's what I recommend for everyone, because really a lot of people write me about how I can recover after COVID. When you got sick, after, when you are healthy, 10 days wait, and after 10 days you can start slowly. Start just with 30 minutes, and it's have to be like two sets of like 40% of your maximum like work, you know, slowly. And between set, you have to rest more than before.
Yeah. So yeah.
And step by step.
True. Cool. Let's get to some static advice. Some advice from you, how to learn statics the best. You are known for extreme front lever powers, planche power. So if somebody asks you, and I know your advice should always be individual, but maybe you can share a few things that are general that you can say that are generally good to learn statics quicker.
Yes. First, it's important is technique, and start to learn static with good basic. If you have good basic, you can make in right technique. Start with spray exercise. Like in every exercise, in every movement, you can set, you know, in nine step. Like on the planche, I have a 9-step progression on planche. It's you cannot do 2 planche, but you can do 15 pull-up, 40 dips, and 50 push-up. After 3 seconds, 2 planche. After is 10 seconds, 2 planche. In after is 3 seconds, planche beginner. You know, it's almost like 2 planche, but legs straddle. Mm-hmm. After it's 10 seconds. After it's advanced frog position. After this, it's web planche. After advanced web planche. And if you know the step, you can move step by step. And in every step, you have different exercise. For this step, you have different exercise, like with different power, what you need. And what I recommend to also switch like static workout and static dynamic workout. I mean, it's have to be like in one workout planche lean, in second workout it can be like dynamic planche lean. Switch, or yes, it can help to progress. And what I recommend for the planche, do workout every second day. Workout, rest. It's have to be like 3, maximum 4 times per week.
Okay. People also asked about your explosive power. Is it, do you mean explosive also with dynamic statics, or is it something different, like your like explosive, like the strength, explosive strength training?
Yeah, I understand what you mean. It's different. You can do even 100 push-ups, you know, mm-hmm. but you cannot do planche,
mm-hmm.
you know. And you can do like 20 pseudo push-up, but you cannot do planche. It's also important technique. You know, you can do 50 push-up, but in really good technique, slowly with muscle work, mm-hmm. and it will be better than 100 push-ups.
Okay. So when you say dynamic, like the dynamic work, what do you mean in specific?
I mean push-up, like pseudo push-up, doing mm-hmm. planche push-up. A push-up with scapula protraction, scapula push-up, shoulders push-up, dynamic planche lean, this pike okay. push-up.
With perfect technique and slow and yes. controlled.
Yes, try to do with perfect technique. Okay. Yeah, some exercise you can do with bad technique, but it's have to be also with control. Also, you have to feel the muscle what is work. Mm-hmm. For sure, like even with if I learn something new in beginning, it's not perfect technique, but I try to do in perfect technique. And what also advice, if you not able to do like third step, don't move to next step. First, to learn in really good, like if you cannot do 3 seconds, two plunge, don't make like straddle plunge or web plunge. If you cannot do 10 seconds to plunge, don't go to web plunge.
So you recommend to the people to not work or start like you did with trying the straddle plunge, but to go a different way, a smarter way.
Yeah, smarter, step by step. It's always better. It's the same, look, it's the same like bench press. You cannot come and do directly 100 kilo bench press. And if you just imagine, it's like example, but you want to do 100 kilo bench press. And you don't know how to do, and you just try and do like this 100, you know, or you just call, but you will not able to do. It's better to start with 70 kilo, 75, 80 kilo, 85, 90 kilo, 95, and after you do 100 kilo.
Yeah.
You always to make progression. It's the same in the planche. It's same like if you take 100 kilo to do pull up, you cannot do 100 kilo pull up. No.
Yeah. True. Yeah, you have extreme shoulder strength, and you also said that you transformed yourself from a pull person, pull genetics to more like extreme push strength. Maybe some advice, like what is your like favorite exercise for shoulder strength? A lot of people asked about your favorite exercise.
Before, my favorite exercise was handstand push-up. Now, straddle planche push-up. I like in 2014, every day I did wall handstand push-up. It was like 35 wall handstand push-ups. And I did really much wall handstand push-ups. And after, I did normal handstand push-ups. But now I really like to do straddle planche push-up. Like my favorite exercise for this moment.
Cool.
But for people who cannot do handstand and for people who cannot do straddle planche, the best exercise it can be pseudo push-up or regular push-up, but with control. Even pseudo push-up, you cannot to lose scapula protraction. You know, you cannot to do retraction because your muscle doesn't work. In opposition, it's have to be scapula protraction, chest have to also flex, shoulders, all muscle have to flex.
Okay. No, I forgot the question, the next one, but what was the most difficult skill for you to learn, like along the way? Do you remember one? Hefesto?
I hate the skill, really. yes, because when I tried to do Hefesto, my chest and my shoulders, it just like crashed, you know?
Yeah.
Yes. Even now, when I do Hefesto, I have to warm up like 20, 30 minutes for Hefesto. Really, because my shoulders, it's not really good flexible in this way, and chest. And when I pull, oh my God, here it's like want to broke.
Yeah.
And Hefesto, but when I have less muscle, Hefesto was easy.
Because you get also more flexible, or why is that?
Yes.
Okay. What is your opinion in general about warm-up and stretching?
Regular warm-up, it's 10 minutes. It's like a neck, shoulders, and special warm-up. It depends which skill you want to train in workout. For this, you have to spend also like 10, 15 minutes. For Hefesto, I spent more because it's my weak point. If your weak point is like Maltese, you have to warm up your shoulders, your elbows, you know. And in different skills, it have to be also like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
And for planche, my warm up is like push up, after it's two planche press, L-sit press to handstand, two planche push up. Two planche open to straddle push-up. Like every next workout is harder and harder.
and the warm up is something really specific on the level of the person, right? So for you as a really advanced athlete, like, I don't know, straddle planche is something that you can do in warm up. Anyway,
I start with normal warm up, like to circle my shoulders, you know. But after when I did this, I did also specific warm up.
Okay.
If you didn't, it's really easy to injure yourself. Really easy. You can broke yourself. I mean, broke the muscle. It's important to prepare your muscle before work, to stretch your muscle a little bit, you know, because if it's cold, it's really easy to broke. It's the same like if you take a band and put outside on the cold, and after take, you know, it's cannot to pull the same, but if you put in the cold, you can pull more. Same with the muscles.
True. Maybe some mindset advice, like what do you do when you lose motivation? What do you think when you're like super unmotivated to go into workout? How do you change your mindset?
Look, if you will work out only when you have motivation, you cannot go in top level. That's really true. Because you get motivation, but it's like can be for 1 week, for 2 weeks, for 3 weeks, for 1 month, for 2 months. But it's really important discipline. If you know your goal, you have to push yourself. And it's discipline. Of course, I also, you know, I want to be lazy. Sometimes I want to just lie on the bed and it's all. I don't want to work out or I don't want to record the video, but I know for what I do and I know what is my goal. And if you're scared to big goal, you have to like reach a like small goal, like step by step also. Like, okay, now for this month, my goal is to do 2 planches. And you go to this goal. Same like I work with my client, you know, like I have, okay, now we have to do 2 planches. Okay, let's do it in this few weeks, you know, our goal. After we make a new goal. Also, like with the older person, like who is 40 plus years old, let's do it 40 push-ups in 3 weeks. We make this goal after, okay, in first January, we have to make 50 push-ups. We did this goal. Okay, in first February, we have to do 70 push-ups, you know, and just small goal and step by step. It's easier because if you make, okay, I have to do 200 push-ups. No, like, okay, it's too hard for me. How I can do it? If I'm able to do only 30 push-ups, it's really hard. It's the same like, okay, I want to do my test in 6 months, but I cannot do even 2 planches. It will demotivate you. Small step, small goal to big goal. If you want to be on the top, small goal to big goal. It's the same like with the money. You cannot like, okay, in 1 year I want to have $1 billion. No, first you just think, okay, in months I would like to have salary like 3,000. After, okay, in end of this year I would like to have 5,000. Okay, you reach this goal. After, okay, in this year I would like to have 20,000, and like small step by step. That's also a recommend for workout. Because if you will work on your motivation, no, you will lose. You will lose and you will say, okay, I'll give up because I don't have motivation. No, you have to discipline and goal. If you don't have goal and you don't know for what you do this workout, you will stop it. You will not be on the top.
Oh, thanks for like, sharing.
Always like 1 year, last 1 year, I spent every day. I recorded video, I do workout, and it was not motivation, you know, it was a goal to be the best of the best, to be on the top, to grow my Instagram, to people know about me, who I am, to show who I am and what I can do it.
Yeah.
This goal.
Nice. And
now I have a new goal.
What's the goal now?
First, okay, one goal I will not tell you because it's about me and girlfriend. Okay. And I want to deserve 1 million subscribers in Instagram. Like in from calisthenics, it's not only who deserve Chris Herrier, Frank Medrano, who more? Vasquez. And I think it's like few person only.
Mm-hmm.
In bodybuilding, yes, it's many people who have one plus, but in calisthenics, not much.
True.
Most calisthenics like La Rosa, it's 500 plus. Simon Strange, it's 6K plus. Yes.
Wow.
I don't know why in calisthenics, like, it's not much like in bodybuilder. Yeah, but I have to. I want to.
That's nice. Yeah, cool. Good luck for that already. But I think you're on a good way.
Thank you.
Let's talk about nutrition. Can you share something about your diet? How do you eat? How important is nutrition for your performance?
Yeah, I can tell you directly from my breakfast until my dinner, last dinner.
Cool.
Always I have a breakfast like 8 a.m. and it's omelette, 4 eggs, and only 1 or 2 yellow. With vegetables and oatmeal with fruits. It's grasses and nuts, you know, some fruits. Okay, after lunch, I have like rice and with chicken or turkey and vegetable. Other two meals, I have the same, like in dinner, like second lunch, dinner, and last dinner, before I had cheese, but it's not like normal cheese. I don't know if in Europe you have this cheese or not.
Yeah, cottage cheese, it's called. Yeah, we also eat it all the time. It's like, it's okay. Like only 1 or 2% of fat, but high
yes.
protein.
Yes. I eat this in last meal, but like half year ago, I take out from my meal plan. And last meal, I prefer to eat also, I know European don't eat this, only Russian and Ukrainian is.
Yeah, I only know the German word now. Yeah, we will put it somewhere in the video.
Yeah. This and in the evening, I prefer fish. It can be white fish or some red fish, but red fish, it's not like always white fish. Yes. For evening, it's the best because it's need only like 60, 90 minutes to in your stomach, you know?
To be processed. Yeah.
Yes. To be processed in your stomach, because if you eat chicken, it's a little bit longer. If you mm-hmm. eat pork, it's much longer. If you eat beef, it's like 3-4 hours.
Wow.
For the day, I eat like 150 gram protein, 250-300 carbs, and 75-80 gram fat.
Okay, so it's not a lot of fat. Like it's
no, but don't need more.
Yeah.
For the men, you need just 1 gram or 0.8 gram per kilo. For girl, yeah, you need more, like 1.5.
Okay, interesting.
And it's not, it's have to be like good fat, you know?
Yeah.
From avocado, olive oil, nuts. It's, it cannot be from the meat or from the butter.
Yeah. And are you in general somebody who is like, is it easier for you to gain weight or to lose weight?
It's to what I eat.
Like in general, like for you and with your genetics, is it easier for you to gain weight or
lose? I can lose like this. Really, it's so much difficult to gain muscle, to gain kilo. My girlfriend, no. But I always like eat, and after like few, it's little bit less food, I lose like this, really fast, really, really fast. Like I told you, when I went to the circus, I lose 5 kilo muscle, like that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Even on the, now, you know, on my level of weight, like 72, 74, it's difficult to be on this level always.
Yeah.
It's easy to go down, but also for me, it's difficult. My maximum was 76.5. But it was not clean, not good form.
So your performance is...
My best weight is 74, 75.
Okay, cool. So as a kid, you were also like a skinny kid?
I was really skinny, yes.
Yeah.
Even when I started calisthenics, I was 50 kilo, 52 kilo, yes. I was always skinny. I was skinniest boy in the school, on the class, always... other boy, how to say, fight with me, kick my ass. And that's why I go to boxing. Because I was really small and skinny.
Yeah. For calisthenics, it's perfect. But in real life, as a kid, especially, it can be difficult.
Yes, that's true. For calisthenics, like you can see like top athletes, it's like 60 kilo. Even my weight, it's too much for my high.
Yeah, I was impressed because 774 kilo is a lot.
But I would like to get a little bit more.
Wow.
Yeah, I can see like I want to grow more. And I want to grow my biceps also like 44 centimeters.
Wow. Nice. Do you take supplements? Like what is your opinion on protein powder, creatine?
Before 25 years old, before 25, I always think, okay, I did without supplements, without nutrition. After I understand, like I need to get nutrition, to get supplements, because like my body cannot work only on oven gas, like, you know, only on natural food. It's really start to be difficult. But when you're young, you can work without supplements, really. Now I got only omega-3, multivitamin complex, vitamin C plus zinc, vitamin D. And also before COVID, I got protein powder.
Mm-hmm.
And now I would like to buy also again, because for the stomach, it's difficult to eat only from, take protein only from the food,
mm-hmm.
because you have to eat really much meat.
Yeah. And you're
like
not,
what?
You're not such a big fan of meat as like with beef and pork, like at least in the evening, right?
No, I don't eat this. Now I don't have in my meal pork and beef.
At all?
No.
Wow.
And even in last few months, I take out chicken, only turkey.
Wow.
When don't have turkey in the shop, yes, we take chicken. why turkey? Turkey is most cleanest meat.
Okay.
Yeah, even like chicken, if you like on the fabric, if they put anabolic or steroids, you know, like for the chicken, they can live with it. But for the turkey, it's impossible. They will die.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's most cleanest meat.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, like for everyone, but it's more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like chicken in Europe, I think it's like eight euro, yes, per kilo.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I don't.
I think it's around 12.
Okay.
Because here price for the chicken in Ukraine, in euro or in USD, say.
In euro.
In euro. Okay. In euro, it's €4. 1 kilo of fillet of chicken. Turkey, it's 6 euro. It's like half price more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if it's clean, if it's good for your health, it's a good investment.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
Cool.
But beef, it's really hard for your stomach, and pork. But pork also, it's not a clean meat. About supplements, like yeah. So much people say, okay, I have to take protein powder. Look, most important, and what I would recommend for everyone, it's just multivitamin complex, omega, vitamin C plus zinc, and in the winters, vitamin D. And if you have a like hard workout, also I would recommend for your joint, like Hundra Protector, SMM, and some, for your joint.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But like people say, oh, I need to protein powder. Like if you don't see for a reason for what you have, or creatine, even base C, if you don't have hard workout, base C, you don't need it. Look, I recovery without base C. Yes, it's possible.
It is possible. The human body is able of everything.
Yes.
Nearly. Cool.
Because now, like when you all, boys for already from 14 years old, 15 years old, they start to say, oh, I have to take supplements, creatine, protein, but all of this, but I did without this before 25 years old.
Nice. Cool. Then, we're slowly coming to an end of the interview. One question, what will be the next move that you will unlock? What will be the next skill that we can see from you? Is it secret?
Now I want to unlock my one arm planche. Look what is funny with one arm planche. It's also like in 2014, I able to do one arm planche. But after when I went to circus, I didn't, because I don't see reason for what. And last year I start to work out again, I want to improve. I want to do it one arm planche, but I got some problem with my lower back and I didn't. I stopped it. And now I'm close to one arm planche. Now I feel more and more and more and more. I feel like I can do it in a few weeks. Cool. But after I want to do full planche, push up, like to clean, and would like to make some record. I don't know exactly now what is record, because like don't have really clean push up and record. If people want to make records, they do like in crash, like just do it.
Yeah. Do you train the one arm planche on both arms, or do you?
Yes, on both arms. But left one, it's even in one arm, I can do like already for 1, 2 seconds, 3 seconds. Mm-hmm. But left, no.
Is it 50% strength or 70, or how much?
I think like 60 less.
Wow.
Yeah, really. Look, when you do a normal full planche, you don't feel this. Mm-hmm. But when you do one arm, yes, you feel it much. Even on one arm front lever. On right arm, I can hold it like for a few seconds, but left, no.
Crazy.
But I want to train both arms. If mm-hmm. you train only one arm, after you have problem with your spine, it's gonna be like that. Really. And this also I recommend for every athlete. Please don't make exercise only for one side, because after you will have problem with your spine, really. Or if you do for one arm, you have to do stretching a lot. Stretching, stretching, and stretching. Because after I really had a problem. Because I had this problem. And when I just do a stretching every day, 1 hour.
Oh.
when I did the aerial straps workout, they're only for right arm, you know, all like the swing and different tricks only for one arm. Mm-hmm. And after my spine, like just like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Banana spine. That's important. Yeah.
Yes.
That's good advice. Cool. Quick questions, quick answers at the end of every interview. What's your favorite food?
What is my favorite food?
Yeah.
Gречка.
What is it?
That's what I show it.
Ah, okay. Okay.
I can translate in English. I always translate and always forget.
Like my typical, what is it?
Buckwheat.
Buckwheat. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. In France, it's called sarrasin.
Ah, yeah. I know it's that sarrasin. from France.
Yeah. Yes. In Germany, I don't know. It's maybe can be like something sarrasin.
Yeah, it's that. No, I think it's Buchweizen, but I don't know. Like, yeah.
And also, what I really like, oatmeal with the fruits. I really like too. Even, you know, like here in quarantine auto, we cannot order food, mm-hmm. but we have oatmeal, and I just say, girlfriend, okay, please make oatmeal, even without nothing, you know, but it can be good.
True. And it gives power.
Yeah.
Are you more a dog or a cat person?
No, dog. I have a dog. But I was a child, a cat. Always we have cat at home. And always cat sleep with me just on my feet. And now we have dog, small dog, Pomeranian Spitz. And its name Arnold.
Nice.
Yeah. It's small, but Arnold. Nice. But now it's not with us because on Bali it's impossible to bring a dog.
Yeah, I can imagine. What athletes inspire you in your workouts?
Now?
Yeah.
Cool. Now it's difficult to say. Because now I don't watch much athletes. Before, I watch always Viktor Kamenov, Eric Ortiz, Simon Strange. These three athletes really like. And about Eric Ortiz, I always watch it and thought like he has most perfect planche and skill on the planche. Viktor Kamenov, amazing Maltese. Simon Strange, it's amazing all movements. Now, like now, I don't have like, you know, to watch and inspire like, oh, amazing. Because now I don't have this time to watch even videos.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
But even like now, I respect these athletes and I think they are really good in this good level. And also like, I respect also Eric Barcy. He has a good planche, like straight planche. I like his style, this style, what he do.
Sure. Do you have a favorite movie?
Yes, Marvel.
Nice.
Yes, Marvel. And when I was a child, Jackie Chan Adventures. It was, you know it? You know this?
Yeah. Yeah,
Jackie Chan Adventures, and now Marvel. I really like new movies, and I'm first who are in cinema.
Cool. What's your favorite music genre?
I don't care.
You don't listen to music?
For the music, even on the workouts, I don't put the music. You know, but. What I really like to listen, it can be just pop music. You know, I can put that on the background, like pop music, some pop music, it just can be. And what I really like to listen, it can be like some epic music or even symphony, really. And what was the best movie before? Now, like Marvel, I really like to watch, but Most movie what I watched, it's Lord of Rings.
Okay.
Like in the producer version, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not shorts, even just in the last 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago, I watched it again. And it was, I don't know how many times I watched it.
Cool. Nice.
What about music? Really, like, I don't have a favorite singer or, like, I can listen everything. And even if don't have music on the workout, I don't listen. Sometimes if it's hard music I hear on the sport park, I ask to turn off because you cannot concentrate on the workout. Maybe when you do the dynamic style, like freestyle, I mean, some 360, some twist, turn, you know, maybe it inspires you. But when you do static movement, and I think it's, how to say?
Disturbing.
Make your brain not concentrate how to do. You will not concentrate on your muscle work.
Yeah.
That's okay.
So we will see Andre without music in the park, just doing the static moves with full concentration.
Yes, really. You at home also, I can put some movie maybe, you know, like behind. Just, yeah, but not music.
Interesting.
It's hardest things when I have to say, when I make edit for the videos, it's hardest thing to find the music. But like I don't listen much and it's really hard.
Interesting. For me, a movie is the most distracting thing ever. I could never train watching, like, even I see a lot of people watching motivational videos or like Dragon Ball Z or something. I could never train on that. Like I have to be full focus, like with music,
yes.
But this is how everybody is different.
Yes, but because when it's hard music, really, I don't know how people concentrate. Even in 20 minutes, your brain will just shock, you know, like, please turn off.
Yeah, cool. What's your message to the calisthenics community? What's something that you want to tell the listeners?
Oh, one thing. It's really important. I already wrote about this and say in TikTok, my videos. Please, if you take part in competitions, make clean move. If you posted the video, please make a move, clean move, make a clean plunge, make a straight line, make in the right form. Because now a lot of athletes just did, and doesn't matter what form, just did. Hips up, legs down. Feet not straight, some banana style, not different. But please, it can be really nice if you make in right form, in straight line, every straight line, handstand straight, plunge straight, front lever straight, push up slowly, regular with fixation, pull up with fixation. All if we make in right form, it can be really nice, even for not only for calisthenics community, it can be really nice for the people. They can watch, oh, it's really nice. Like, oh, how calisthenics is do. Like when you watch gymnastics, you say, oh, it's a professional, it's a master, you know? But when you watch in calisthenics, you say, oh, okay, it's a street style. Mm-hmm. Even I know many people, I already told for them, okay, you can do in the competition, make a straight line, try to lift up your feet more to make straight line, make your feet point straight. But they say to me like, oh, it's calisthenics, it can be, you know, it's street style. I say, okay, make. Yeah, just it's a, yeah. If calisthenics community will try to do good form, clean form, it can be really nice. People can see, oh, calisthenics is grow. Calisthenics, it's on the next level. Like it's already not just like streetlized style. It's already professional style.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like professional.
And how do beginners post their progress? Don't you think it's important that also beginners can share, yeah, this is my planche, my current planche form, and then it's not perfect yet?
Yeah, they can share, like, even not perfect form, you know? It's a way to progression. But when you're able to do straight, but you need to spend a little bit more time, it's important. Because mm-hmm. people don't like to spend more time, they don't want to spend more energy to do, you know? Because when you do right form, you need to spend more energy. That's true, when you do straight line. But when you are beginners, of course, you will not able to do in right. But when you do the pull-up, push-up, you can do right. When you do the dips, you can do right, you know? It's only like some small things can be right, like feet, straight your knees, not bending the legs, you know?
Mm-hmm. Get you.
Yeah, because when I see the competition, even here in Ukraine, and people take a part in competition and making not right form, and just like, why? You can't do it, just spend more time.
I fully understand what you mean. Like I'm a big fan of people sharing their progress, and like I don't like people hating on the form because I think like calisthenics is it's important that everybody can afraid.
I'm not hating, you know, of the form. Yeah. I'm not hating of the form. I just like say like you just think about to improve to right form, to straight line, to all of this, like. People who send me videos, you know, okay, you can check these videos, what you think? And I can say like, okay, here it's really good, but you can to try to lift your feet a little bit more up, you know, fix your abs, flex your abs, fix core muscle, you know, I give advice. I don't say, oh, it's shit, okay, like, you know.
And that's important.
Like if people ask, I give advice because really much people, but sometimes like if you just ask me, okay, I want to training my abs, you know, like send me exercise, but really like I don't have that much time to send for everyone exercise for the abs, and you took really much.
Yeah. And that's cool. Like that's really important that you give constructive feedback, that you tell people how they can progress and how they can advance. And that's also something where I see like coaching really, really like that brings a lot of value. Maybe you want to tell us a little bit more. How does your coaching work? Like how is it going?
Now I have two options. It's workout program with feedback. How does it work? I send checklist. People write in some CAD, you know, about level, about progression, about goal, about all of this. He sent me. I check all of this goal. I write step by step to this goal, like I told you, you know, two planche, frog planche, you know, all of this for every move, what he want to learn, step by step. After I write a program for 1 week, I send this program for 1 week. With exercise, with the link to exercise for the planche, if they want to learn. After people record videos from one set of every exercise, they send me. I check the videos and I give feedback what he have to correct. Here, okay, make a scapular protection more. Here you have to hold your arms straight. Here, try to flex your abs. Here, okay, here you have to move your feet a little bit more up. And all of this point, like I check and they give feedback. And next workout, people try to do better for. And like this, it's work, you know? They see what they have to improve and they work step by step. And always, like it's, if I see it's not wrong technique, I say what he have to do. And next workout, he try to do in right technique. And progression, it's faster. Like this, workout program with feedback. And second one, it's online coaching. I work one by one in online session. It's Zoom or in Telegram. Yes, and like the same. Checklist, goal, where you want to move. After I write the programs, and just like this, I show exercise. He do it. If he does the wrong, I show again what he have to do, in which point he have to concentrate, what he have to feel, you know, like, okay, like people sometimes don't understand. Okay, here I have to move my back to up, but I don't know how it's. And I just try to explain, okay, just imagine like somebody take your back and want to pull to handstand, you know, like you have to imagine always. If you don't imagine, if you don't know what you have to feel, it's difficult to progress. Even when you do dynamic planche lean, sometimes people do dynamic planche lean, just do like move forward, back. But when you move forward, you have to feel like you want to go to planche, to straddle planche. You have to feel like you want to press to straddle planche. If you don't feel, you just do it, progression, it will be slower. Mm-hmm. It's really important in calisthenic neuromuscular junction. It's really important.
True. Nice.
And also now I create new things because now I have really much people who would like to train with me, but I don't have much time. Like, and now I create application for first, it will be only planche workout with 9 steps. It's 9 steps. People will decide from which step they have to start. And in every week, every 2 weeks, they have a test. If they're able to do, they can move to next step. No? And mm-hmm. every step is more and more progression. And it's not like, okay, here's first workout and everyone starts from this workout. No. People see, okay, here's step. I able to do this all point. Like I can do 3 seconds to planche. Oh, no, I can do more. Okay, 10 seconds to planche. I can do more. Okay, this position I can do, I cannot do, but I can do 2 planche. Okay, I decided to 2 planche, you know? And like this, people can decide which level they have to start. And it will be in, I hope, in few weeks, 1 week. Videos, it's already done. All videos, it's 100 plus pre-exercise. Yeah, for a planche. Oh. Really like different level, step by step. People can really feel. They can really feel which muscle is work and they can progress on slowly step by step. And now it's on working and soon I will announce this. And people That's can cool. do workout of from my opinion, from my, how to say?
Experience.
Yes, from my experience.
Nice.
Because I can see like people really like it, what I posted about tutorial, about planche technique, about planche form. They really like because save it a lot. Like last video, 35,000 save it. Yeah, it's a lot for like 35,000 interesting in planche technique. Like planche tutorial got 1,400,000 views, planche tutorial. And 75,000 save it.
Wow. That's nice.
Yes.
Big respect for that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cool. How can people get in touch with you? How can they know more about the coaching?
They can send me a direct message in Instagram, but now it's difficult to see all message. Just in Instagram, I have my mail work. You can send me a mail, like who you are and what you prefer, what you want to know, and you can touch with me. Always, I answer for everyone. Sometimes Instagram just hide some message, you know, because and I can't see. Sometimes it's happened. I'm sorry for this if for someone I didn't answer, but I prefer to answer for everyone who write me. Doesn't matter if it's a top athlete or if it's beginner.
Super cool. Thank you. We're at the end of the interview. Before you can say goodbye to everyone, Andre, I want to say thank you to you for your time to spend some time of your quarantine with us and answering some questions about your training, about your story, about your nutrition, about your favorite food and your cat and everything. So a big thank you for that. Thank you also to everyone listening to this till the end. It's been a super long interview with an hour 40 and I'm super happy and grateful for everyone listening to this till the end. And you can say goodbye to everyone, Andre. Thanks to everyone. If you liked the episode, give it a thumbs up. It helps a lot. And you can end the episode. Yeah.
First, I want to say thank you. I'm impressed to you invite me to interview because like it's important for me, like big company, big like community see me and invite to touch with them. And thank you for everyone who follow me, who really like my content. I will try to give more advice in my content. I will try to give more motivation. I will try to give everything what I want. And soon I will also post it long video on YouTube about tutorials, about workout, and people can watch also on YouTube, like long video about what my workout. And thank you everyone. I just want to wish you to never give up and think about discipline. Sometimes you will want to give up, but just take two sides. If you will give up, what is better? If you never give up, and if you not give up, if you will continue, where you go if you will continue and where you go if you will go up. I think here is better way and here is the most plus, more plus. And just never give up and go to your goal and you will deserve. Everyone can do it. Everyone can do it. But someone lose, just no discipline and give up. And someone who don't give up, they go to top. And you can too. You can go to top. Yes. And if someone will tell you, you will not, you will. Just don't listen. It's all. Like for me, like for my own example, people say you will not deserve followers without dynamic, without freestyle in Instagram. Voila, static movement, 435K followers in Instagram, 600K in TikTok, static movement. Yes, it's possible. It's possible. I wish you same things. Everything is possible. Just do it and never give up. So thank you for your time. I think it was longer interview on your channel. Yeah. Thank you for spend this time and good luck
for same everyone. To you. All and the best. Will, enjoy Bali.
And I will try to surprise you one more time.
Nice.
Yes.